This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about new efforts to revive a culturally specific treatment program for Natives struggling with addiction, movies at the Walker Arts Center focus on Native filmmakers, and a new murder mystery from Minneapolis-based Anishinaabe writer Marcy Rendon.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe is redeveloping a culturally specific treatment facility for Natives struggling with addiction. The tribe took over the Four Winds Treatment Facility in Brainerd, Minnesota on March 1st. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with Mille Lacs Band Commissioner of Health and Human Services, Sam Moose, about the plans for the facility and some of the hurdles he's facing.
The State Department of Human Services had been running the Four Winds Culturally Specific Treatment Center. But it's widely believed that the program wasn't really connecting well with American Indians in the state. Mille Lacs Commissioner Sam Moose says he thinks it was because of a limited budget.
They really had to make cuts at the program, and those cuts have impacted their ability to provide the cultural model that they had.
Moose says there weren't even any American Indians on staff at the treatment center. So his department is focused on redeveloping the culturally specific model.
Some of our goals at Mille Lacs is to really bring back linkages to traditional ceremony and or cultural ceremonies that are going on in the region, our naming ceremony and other things like that.
Sam Moose says his department is partnering with an elders advisory board at Mille Lacs to make the current treatment model more culturally appropriate. In the end, Moose says they will obviously need to hire more Native people, specifically Native spiritual advisors who can lead ceremonies and offer traditional healing practices. But he says it's difficult to pay for those people in the modern clinical treatment model.
So all the work to support people's cultural identity, cultural healing based on American Indian faith or religion isn't currently supported under the reimbursement mechanisms through private insurance or through state or federal insurance.
Moose says the Mille Lacs Band will fund a spiritual and cultural counselor, at least until insurance or public funding streams change their specifications. Much of the state and federal dollars for treatment support medically assisted programs. That's where patients take a form of buprenorphine or methadone to stave off withdrawal symptoms and block the effects of opioids. Moose says his department is looking into offering that service, but he's not sure when it'll be available. With all these changes underway, there are no clients at the Four Winds Treatment Facility right now. Moose says he's keeping in touch with the other Ojibwe tribes in northern Minnesota about how the program is shaping up. He says he gets the sense that they're excited.
They want us to succeed. They want to see a tribal program, and they're really excited about the cultural programming that we will be able to offer there.
Moose says the Mille Lacs Band hopes to have the facility open by the end of May. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
The Indie Genesis film series at the Walker Arts Center in Minneapolis wrapped up last week. The month-long event featured 8 films by American Indians made between 1920 and the present day. Missy Whiteman curated the series. She is a Minnesota-based filmmaker and artist of Northern Arapaho and Kickapoo descent. She says her mission was to show movies made by Native artists.
And why that's important is because there is a narrative, I think, that is continuously out there. And it's really focusing on the desolate parts of being Native and not really seeing that we're actually thriving. And we are bringing our teachings, bringing our language, and we're starting to change how the Western or mainstream society does things.
Missy Whiteman debuted her own film, The Coyote Way, Going Back Home, as part of the series. She said it was thrilling to offer her work to other Natives to be inspired by its message. The newly released book, Murder on the Red River, is the first mystery novel from Minneapolis-based Anishinaabe writer Marcy Rendon. Rendon, from White Earth, has previously written children's books, poetry, essays, and short stories. But she says she loves murder mysteries, and since she's always reading them, she'd try her hand at writing one. A recent Star Tribune review hailed the story's nuanced and complex characters. Rendon said she didn't mean to write a book about Native history, but her characters certainly embody the resilience of those who have endured the brutal federal policies towards American Indians. The book goes on sale April 1st. Rendon says people who have received advanced copies are already requesting a sequel, and she's already started working on it. This is Minnesota Native News.